Brad, you told me that the text line says I'm not giving Steph enough credit. So
yeah, they said they say it's gross that you will do anything to downplay Steph's greatness.
I don't know where that's coming. You know, I said what, Matt? I said he richly deserves. He was far and away the best player in this series. Scored 34 last night, knocked down six threes. I think maybe I said something about that he was on the bench during that 21-0 run. During a big chunk of that, he was on the bench when that game turned.
Which was true.
In the first quarter of the game.
Right.
But no, Steph was far and away. Listen, I don't want to make it sound like I'm trying to say that he wasn't a factor in the game last night. He was the best player on the floor last night. Although, I'll say Jaylen Brown, he was pretty darn good. Boston had three guys that showed up last night, but that wasn't enough. And guys, Jason Tatum, I mean, am I being too rough on him? But
I don't think you are. I was just going to say, I think it's interesting that we talked so much about the way that Jason Tatum has elevated his game and matured as a player, as an NBA player, over the course of this season, specifically in the second half. And he deserves all of that credit because he did exactly that. He became a different player, and he utilized what the team needed during that time period. But for him to be outshone by Jaylen Brown in this series spoke a lot to me. I think, one, it spoke to the fact that Tatum didn't show up on the level that he needed to. I think there's still some work to be done there. I think that I think Boston, by the way, I don't think that they have anything to hang their heads about. I think it was an impressive run in the postseason. I think that they have a lot of talent. I think that they're going to be stacked and ready to come back next year and make a run again and maybe have a longer run over the season where they play much better. They're going to be a factor in the East going forward as long as the core of this team stays together. If they can find somebody to really direct the show on the floor, that's going to change them completely. But I was shocked over the course of this series by how much Jaylen Brown outshone Jason Tatum on the Celtics team. And I don't think you're being too critical.
When you look at the entirety of the postseason here with Tatum, the thing that you notice immediately is the difference between this series and the rest is he didn't get to the free throw line as many times as he did against Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Miami. Things started to go downhill, especially in game four. Well, actually, really game five. And so the way that Golden State defended him, which was to stay vertical when he gets into the lane, that takes away some of his effectiveness because he did so much damage at the free throw line early on in the postseason. I mean, in terms of excellent shooting games, there's a handful. There's less than five, really, throughout the postseason. And they played almost 20 games. It was just more about his assertiveness, his ability to get to the free throw line, and then at times make a bundle of three-point shots. But I thought, like what you guys said, he played out of control. I think he was frustrated by the way that Golden State used a team concept to defend him and also individually what they were able to do against him. I know Jaylen Brown certainly had some trouble with that early in the series before he broke out last night. So a little bit of it is on him. This is a learning experience for all those guys. Just like the role players on Golden State, they know what it takes to win a championship. They know what it's like to be around that championship caliber talent. And Boston is able to learn from this as well. And who knows, maybe they'll be back sooner we think.
I'll tell you this, Craig. I think the point that you made that was the best point was the fact that Boston, and I think Udoka was maybe the coach of the year, particularly in the second half, said this, in the second half of the season. But I think he got, and he coached tremendously through the majority of the postseason, but I think he got it handed to him in this series by Steve Kerr. And you talking about that Steve Kerr was making decisions with Steph on the bench when the game turned last night was a decision that Steve Kerr had made based on what the Celtics were doing and the way they were playing and managing the minutes of Steph and of Clay. I think Udoka really showed his greenness as a head coach last night, and it's surprising to me that it didn't show up until the NBA Finals, but I think it really did show and was evident over the course of this particular series.
I guess it really didn't show up until, you know, they were up five with 7 minutes left, Craig, in game four.
Game four.
So really it was two games and 7 minutes.
I've said before, I think I've criticized this Boston team for the way that they played reckless, being down just a little bit late in games, and I blame some of that on Udoka. He should have gotten the team together and said, look, this is not the way we're going to win. He needed to calm them down and be that guiding presence for them, because aside from Horford, you got a bunch of young guys on this team that all of them, Horford included, had no experience in the NBA Finals and very little playoff experience. He needed to be more aggressive in the way that he handled those players and keep them calmer anyway than what they were. So I think I understand what you're saying, but I do think that it was even beyond those specific moments a little bit. I think in this series, I think he could have done a lot more to benefit the team.
Gideon, I know you're saying that tongue-in-cheek and so forth, but it was down the stretch in that game four. Remember that Steve Kerr benching Draymond, at least, you know, he was going offense, defense with him. And
yeah, that was a great adjustment. What I'm saying is I think 5 minutes left to go when everybody's playing in their first take and SportsCenter scripts. I don't think it was, Steve Kerr is really out-coaching Ime Udoka in this series.
I got
and then
you.
Thing,
no.
And then things started to really take a turn there where Stephen Curry is able to hit a bunch of shots and those guys were able to, you know, you talked about the lineup change. And then from that point on, I think you can go there.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I do give Kerr a lot of credit for the adjustments that he makes throughout a game, throughout a playoff series. You look at the adjustments he made. Not that putting Otto Porter into the starting lineup was some magical move that did anything, but just, you know, they did insert Looney into the starting lineup. He did when he replaced Draymond with Looney, those type of adjustments, the way he worked Gary Payton back in. Just all the different things that he does. And not only Kerr, just the leadership of Draymond and Steph and Clay and so forth. Just that is the experience that Boston doesn't have. As great as they've been going to all these conference finals and so forth, Golden State can take it a step further, you know, experience-wise. And just listen, no one in the league matches the beauty of that Golden State offense and give Steph and Clay and the fact that, you know, these guys are so unselfish, give them a lot of credit for that. And I'm not saying that you know, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown are selfish the way they play basketball. It just, you know, it looks more that way sometimes, and it's not as pretty to watch as Golden State, but all that
credit
stuff has been years in the making for Golden State is what I'm trying to say.
Credit where it's due for Golden State as well, for Steve Kerr or whoever was involved in the process of acquiring Andrew Wiggins and giving him the ability. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, giving him the ability to rehabilitate his image and show the player that he's capable of being. And that benefited Golden State because they played much better defense this year. And that's something that we didn't really see from that team. I mean, Draymond's always been aggressive, but we saw a lot more. I mean, Boston had been a team that had used some ball movement in this postseason and had looked for shots, and that's how they were able to get past teams. And Golden State was able to interrupt that in a way that a lot of other teams hadn't done successfully. So credit where it's due. I think this Golden State team deserves every bit of credit, and I think Steph deserves every bit of credit that he's gotten. He got the MVP award for the series or for the finals. I think all of that is completely due, but I think there was a lot of things that were going on with this Golden State team that showed that they were a much fuller version of themselves than they maybe even had been in the past.
And it seemed when one guy was down, the other guy, like we said, when Steph had the terrible, you know, game five, everyone else seemed to show up that night. Last night, Clay goes 5 for 20. He wasn't game six Clay, but it was, I thought, Steph and Draymond having two of their best games, you know, one of their best games.
Draymond had the best game of this series, at least.
Yeah.
He's had, because he's been a non-factor. I mean, we kept wondering, when's Draymond going to show up? And he finally did last night. But I mean, the Celtics starting lineup did not have a horrible night. Tatum underperformed, but really the problem again last night was Derek White, and their bench just did not give them any production at all.
That's right. And Smart, even though he had nine assists against three turnovers, he was 4-for-12. But yeah, their bench, Brad, that was the big thing, was their bench. I mean, Derek White was minus 26. He was minus 15 in the first quarter.
And I said yesterday that there's no way Boston can win this game if they have another game with 18 turnovers. I didn't mean to go higher. I was suggesting that they go lower, under 18. They had 22 turnovers last night.
Yeah. Gideon, and anything else, this Golden State run, I mean, they were fortunate. We got to point out, I mean, like in the Memphis series, Dylan Brooks effectively was suspended for two games of that series because it happened right off the bat in the first game when he was tossed. And then, you know, then Ja Morant missed, what was it, three games, Gideon? I mean, so you look at it, maybe they were, you know, a little fortunate. Maybe Boston was a little fortunate when you look back at it on the, you know, with Middleton,
no Middleton
and so forth.
Yep.
I don't know what the Miami deal is puzzling to me, with the, you know, Jimmy Butler. I mean, he had so many a few great games early, disappeared for three games, came on strong late, but just big picture wise.
Well, I understand
what are your thoughts going forward on the
Celtics? I understand. I'm sorry, Gideon, but I understand what you're saying, Craig, with what you just said, but give credit where it's due. I mean, they did not have an easy road to get to where they got to. They had, remember when people were saying, well, Boston, Brooklyn, is that the right matchup? Does Brooklyn want to try and avoid Boston? Boston got through that because there was some suggestion that maybe Brooklyn would try and alter their situation. So they got through Brooklyn. Then they play Milwaukee. They had a pretty good series with Milwaukee. Yeah, they didn't have Chris Middleton, but the nights that Giannis was on, Milwaukee was pretty well. And then they go through Miami, and I agree with you on that. I'm not sure what happened to Miami in that series. But Boston had to get through some adversity to get to where they got. And Golden State, too. I mean, you talk about Ja Morant being out, but Memphis played great without Ja Morant during the regular season.
They did.
Of course,
they
would have been better with him, but they showed during the regular season they were capable, fully capable of beating teams without Ja. So Golden State, and then to have to play Dallas, and you know, we've talked a lot about the issues with Dallas and with Luka, but Golden State also didn't have the easiest path that they could have had to get there. So, credit where it's due. I think both of those teams played their way to there, and I think Boston just fell apart when it mattered the most.
And Gideon, I'm not trying to take anything away from Boston because I picked them in this series. I thought, and when they were up 2-1, I mean, there were times they did look far more athletic, you know, than Golden State in this series. I'm just saying, watching them last night, I'm going, How did this team, how were they ever up 2-1? And like you said, with a chance, they were just minutes away from being up 3-1 in that series. And from that point on, they just didn't look the same to me.
No, came out through the first punch last night. They were up by a dozen just a couple of minutes into the game. That's what it's like when you do have a team that is, I don't know if I want to say that Jekyll and Hyde, because I think they always had it in them, but those moves that were made during the middle of the season to get rid of two of their worst defenders, bring in somebody that really did help them out the rest of the way in Derek White, that helped change the complexion of the team. But, I mean, the team that we saw the first half of the season is in no way what resembles this team that we saw the second half of the season and in the postseason. So there are some underlying issues there that still remain with how this team plays when it matters most. But I think they learned a lot about themselves and what it takes to win in this league. I agree with the Middleton thing completely. I think if he plays that series, I'm not going to say that Milwaukee wins the series, but I think that they have a better chance to. Golden State got a good draw. Memphis is not ready by any stretch of the imagination to win anything. And then not playing Phoenix, that probably, I think, would have been a more competitive series. Golden State taking on the Suns than the Mavs. And that's not to downplay anything that Golden State did. That just happens in the postseason sometime, and they were certainly challenged in the finals, and they passed.
But give Boston credit. Again, going, they were 23-24 in late January. And that run that they had to go 28-7 to end the season, and then what they did in the playoffs, it was a great run. And I'm sure they will be back.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.